Okay, here in the first hour of Issues Etc., an interesting open lines, a little bit of fun and lighthearted gamesmanship. We've played recently Name That Church Body. In fact, we just played it in the last hour yesterday. We've been talking about doing this for a while. We're going to play Name That Worldview during the first hour of Open Lines, Issues, Etc. Today we're coming to you live this Wednesday. It's the 24th of August. Our call-in number is 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. This is, as I said, a lighthearted and yet, at the same time, a serious game. Because we're talking about worldviews, aren't we? This is how it works. What we're going to do is we've just gone back to the annals of music history, looking at a list of the most popular songs from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s, and going on the assumption that popular music always reflects some worldview. In fact, all music, all media, all television, all writing, all art, all reflect a worldview. We're going to ask you, after we play a little bit of some of these songs, the first one, Blowing in the Wind from Peter, Paul, and Mary from 1963. What is that worldview? Name that worldview. Now, first of all, you got to know what the worldviews are, and you have to know what a worldview is, and I'll get to that in just a second. But if you want to play, it's 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Now, this is going to be one of those things where there's multiple answers that will probably apply. So I'm not going to buzz you out, and I'm not going to bawl you out if your answer is wrong. Name that worldview. What is a worldview? A worldview is how you view reality, or how someone views reality. A worldview answers a few basic questions, and I mean basic questions. What is real? Who am I? How do I know? Why does it matter? What does it mean? Those are the basic questions that a worldview answers. There's a Christian worldview. There's a naturalist worldview. Let's go through a few of them. I've got four that seem to kind of cover all the bases. And some very, very basic definitions. Now, before I get to those, coming up here in the next hour of the program, we're going to spend a few minutes talking with Dr. Randy O'Bannon from National Right to Life about this so-called study on fetal pain that you've been reading about in the paper, published in today's Journal of the American Medical Association. He'll explain to us what this article in JAMA really is and what it isn't. Bob Lico will join us then in the latter part of that second hour to talk about the teachings of Joel Osteen. And in the third hour, we're going to hear about a new poll on the relationship between the frequency of worship and support for the war in Iraq. That's coming up in the third hour of Issues, Etc. Now, here are the worldviews that I give you as your options, and I'll go over these again and again, so don't get confused. The first one is naturalism. What is naturalism? Naturalism says matter, physical matter, is all that matters. You know of evolution where it says what we have in the universe is no God, a bunch of matter, a lot of time, and blind chance. And if things bump into each other enough, eventually you get things like life and stars and planets and evolution. That is an expression of naturalism. Matter is all that matters. Another worldview, nihilism. Nihilism says nothing matters. In fact, nihilism is the logical conclusion of naturalism. If matter is all that matters, and if all I am is just a bunch of matter that's bumped into itself and evolved into me, and there is no God, then does any of it matter? Is there any truth? Is there any meaning? No. Nihilism just comes to the logical conclusion and says, well, if matter is all that matters, then nothing matters. There is no truth. There is nothing to be known. There is no meaning. Then there's existentialism. Existentialism says that's all true. Matter is all there is. There is no God. And ultimately, nothing really matters except my subjective experience. My subjective experience is all that really matters. And then finally, this one comes to us from our friends on the other side of the globe, generally an Eastern way of thinking, monism. Monism is simply the worldview that everything, you, me, my experience, the planets, the stars, matter, supernatural phenomenon, thought, everything is one thing. And our goal as human beings, through our subjective experience, is simply to realize it. So into that you would fit all sorts of Eastern religions and a lot of the New Age movement. All right, so we've got naturalism, matter is all that matters. Nihilism, nothing matters. Existentialism, my subjective experience is all that matters. And monism, which essentially says everything is just one thing, and my goal is to realize it. All right, what we want you to do is listen to the song. Popular song, Peter, Paul, and Mary, back in 1963. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. And then we want you to call 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727, and name that worldview. There might be more than one worldview at work in each one of these songs. We start out with Peter, Paul, and Mary. They put this down on vinyl when I was still just a twinkle in my father's eye. All right, 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727, Peter, Paul, and Mary's Blowin' in the Wind, Name That Worldview. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Is it naturalism? Matter is all that matters. Nihilism? Nothing matters. Existentialism? My subjective experience is all that matters. Or does it reflect the Eastern monism? Everything is one. And my goal is simply to realize that I'm just one with everything. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Coming up later as we talk with you, get your answers to what that worldview is, and we play Name That Worldview. We're going to hear from Joni Mitchell, Fleetwood Mac, and if time permits, R.E.M. We're just walking through the decades with some of the top songs. And one of the top songs from 1963 was, of course, Blowing in the Wind. You name that worldview. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. All right, let's hear a little bit more. That was the first stanza and its chorus. Back to Peter, Paul, and Mary, and Blowing in the Wind. Is it monism? Is it nihilism? Is it naturalism? Is it existentialism? What worldview are Peter, Paul, and Mary reflecting in this song? Now, I wasn't around for this one. I just got to hear it in repeats. Many of you were around for it. Call now, 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Don't be afraid to take a stab at this. You don't have to be an expert in worldviews. Part of the goal of this game, Name That Worldview, is to we all think about the worldviews of everything we're hearing and seeing and everything we're involved with. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Just some lighthearted fun during the first hour of Issues, etc. Join in, 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Now, you know, we picked these. We said, let's pick some easy ones. But the more I listen to this, the harder I think it is. But these songs are intended to say something, aren't they? And all of them reflect some worldview, sometimes even a mixture of worldviews. In fact, that's part of the problem with us and worldviews, is that we often hold a bunch of contradictory worldviews at the same time without even realizing it. Yes, even us Christians. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Name that worldview. And while we wait for your phone calls on that, this is just your first bite at the apple, by the way. We got more up ahead. While we wait for your phone calls, 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Our Issues, Etc. book of the month for August is called The Anonymous God. It's a series of essays on American civil religion and Christian orthodoxy. We're trying to examine in this book how Christianity, the God of Christianity, and the God of American civil religion meet in the public square. For more information on this book, you can find it at our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org, or you can call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. The book is $16.99 plus shipping and handling. It's called The Anonymous God. It's the Issues, Etc. book of the month for August. You know, in naturalism, matter is all that there really is. There's no God. There's no supernatural reality. All that is real is matter. What you can see, what you can measure, what you can observe. And in that worldview, matter is all that matters, ultimately. In nihilism, all it did was take the presuppositions of naturalism and say, look, if that's all there is, then nothing really matters, ultimately. If all I am is matter, and even my thoughts, my ideas, my experience are just the random firing of neurons in my brain, just a mechanism, then nothing matters. The existentialist said, well, that's just not good enough. Something must matter. And while all there is matter and there is no God, maybe it's my subjective experience that ultimately matters. Yes, it is. The monist, our friends in the East, just simply said, no, it's all one. Everything, our experience, the world, physical matter, non-physical things, all one big thing. And our problem is we just don't realize it. We're drops in the ocean, and our problem is we don't realize that we're all just one. So what do you make of this? How many roads must a man walk down before you can call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? You know, some of these things twist the mind. How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many times must one man have before he can hear people cry? How many deaths will it take till he knows? Too many people have died. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. Now, that's Peter, Paul, and Mary, but that's also a worldview. Name that worldview. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Let's finish off the song with Peter, Paul, and Mary.
How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? How many deaths will it take? Many people have died.
of takes you back, doesn't it? Which worldview best fits Blowin' in the Wind by Peter, Paul, and Mary? To be accurate, I should say Bob Dylan actually wrote the song. Beautiful song and marvelously performed, but what does it mean? What is its worldview? Name it. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Finally, the first brave caller, Janice, calling from her car. Janice, welcome to Issues, Etc. What's the worldview?
I would say the Eastern Modernism.
So where do you hear it in that song, Janice?
Well, it's knowing the times that was written and growing up in that time, you know, the God is dead business, and that's it's all roads lead to the answer, and it's and as the wind kind of blows from every direction, you'll find it in when it finally stops.
Well, thank you very much, Janice. And by the way, hang on the line. I'm my producer is going to connect with you and get your information. I'm going to send you a copy of James Sire's got a book. The old one called The Universe Next Door is out of print, I believe, but he's followed up with a great book called Naming the Elephant, and it's a book all about these worldviews. And we interviewed him on that about a year ago. So I'm going to send you a copy of that book absolutely free for being our first caller as we inaugurate a new game here on Issues, Etc. called Name That Worldview. So what about the rest of you? She heard Eastern Monism in it. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Name That Worldview. Janet calls from Collinsville. Hi, Janet.
Hi. I wonder if the song's referring to what Jesus said. The wind, quoting John 3:8, where he's talking to Nicodemus.
Oh,
the wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Jesus' own words.
All right, thank you very much, Janet. So Janet says, Dylan, when he penned this, and Dylan has from time to time in his long career alluded to the fact that he might, among other things, consider himself a Christian. But do you think it reflects a Christian worldview? Do you think Dylan is intending to quote from John chapter 3? 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Is it naturalism, nihilism, existentialism, monism? Alan calls from his car. Alan, welcome to Issues, Etc.
Hey, how you doing today?
Very well.
I hear a nihilism in that. I mean, it's pretty much saying there is no answer.
So when they say the answer is blowing in the wind, they're saying, who knows?
Right.
See, that's what my producer thought. He thought nihilism. I was thinking existentialism, my subjective experience. Just listen to the whispering of the wind and you'll hear the answer.
Yeah, you're right. You said it's not easy, or you thought it was easy at first, and I did too, but I went back and forth between that and then naturalism, and I think I'm just going to stick with nihilism.
All right, thank you very much, Alan, and stick by your guns. I like people who stick by their guns. All right, I didn't say it was going to be easy. I never said it was going to be easy. In fact, the more you listen to these songs, the harder it gets. Wait till we get to some of the ones down the line here. That was Blowin' in the Wind. Anybody else want to weigh in on Blowin' in the Wind before we move on to Joni Mitchell playing Name That Worldview? Herman calls from his car. Herman, welcome.
Hi, Todd.
Hey, Herman.
I think, you know, I remember hearing Peter, Paul, and Mary in concert, and they had this rather emotional idea that if you just played music and you had people sing together, that would solve the world's problems.
Really?
And, I think it's sort of, I think the song admits that there are answers. I mean, it's wrong to have war. It's wrong to discriminate against people of different ethnic background, etc. So I think the song believes there are answers, but it simply believes that to get there, one must go through emotions. And so therefore, I vote for naturalism, the closest thing.
You vote for naturalism?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, Herman. Thoughtful commentary on that old song. Okay. We're playing Name That Worldview for those of you who are just tuning in. You just missed Peter, Paul, and Mary. We've got Joni Mitchell up next. Now, we could have chosen a lot of Joni Mitchell, but my favorite Joni Mitchell song is Big Yellow Taxi. And since I think there's a worldview lurking in it someplace, I want to know from you as we play this next one, what worldview is it? Is it naturalism that says matter is all that matters? Is it nihilism that says, well, if matter is all that matters, then nothing matters. Really, nothing matters. One of our callers mentioned the God is dead movement came right out of the ultimate nihilist, Friedrich Nietzsche himself. He's the one who actually penned the words, God is dead, and the corpse is stinking up the place, and religion is late for the funeral. Is it existentialism that says, well, you know, nothing really does matter except my subjective experience? Or is it from the East, monism? What matters is knowing that everything, everything, good, bad, good, evil, light and darkness are all one. Name that worldview, 505-750-1800-730-2727. All right, we move from 1963 straight into 1970.
You don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. And they charged the people $1.50 just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise.
All right, there's the first stanza in the chorus. What's the worldview? Name it. Joni Mitchell's Big Yellow Taxi. Now you say Big Yellow Taxi. What's she talking about? That's the last stanza. We'll get to that in a few minutes. 505-750-1800-730-2727. I happen to know, against the objections of my producer, that this song has been re-recorded multiple times. Amy Grant even recorded this song on one of her crossover albums, which makes one wonder about its worldview. And I think very recently, if I'm not mistaken, some country western star did the same. He's just laughing at me because he thinks it's some song that I listened to on my transistor radio under the covers in my room when I was 8 years old. No. Look, you got to recognize this one, Big Yellow Taxi. What's the worldview? Is it monism? Is it existentialism? Is it nihilism? Is it naturalism? It might be a combination of a few. So you ask yourself this question. It's kind of like listening to the sermon and asking, what's the church body? What is this song saying? What view of reality is this song depicting? When it comes to questions like, what is real? Who am I? How do I know? Why does it matter? What does it mean? What is the answer in this song? We're playing Name That Worldview, 505-750-1800-730-2727.
Defending the faith, teaching the truth. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Civil religion is the use of religious ideas and terminology and even ritual in the service of the state. Is American civil religion necessary for our society? Why do so few Christians seem to be able to distinguish between the God of Christianity and the God of American civil religion? Our Issues, Etc. book of the month for August is called The Anonymous God, The Church Confronts Civil Religion and American Society. You can find this book at two CPH bookstore locations in St. Louis, one at 3558 South Jefferson in the city, the other on the campus of Concordia Seminary in Clayton. Follow the signs to the CPH bookstore and ask for the Issues, Etc. book of the month for August, The Anonymous God. Those two locations, 3558 South Jefferson in the city, or on the campus of Concordia Seminary in Clayton. When you stop by, mention Issues, Etc.
Take one global minute to imagine yourself being one of the 250,000 Tainua people who live in southwestern Yunnan province of China. Never having heard of Jesus, you identify yourself as a Buddhist, although you'd also be involved in animism, spirit worship, and ancestral worship. The younger people living around you are atheist and only participate in a few of the festivals of your culture. Not a joyful picture to imagine, is it? The majority of the Tainua people are farmers. Problems they face include prostitution, AIDS, and poverty. Almost none of the Tainua people have heard of Jesus or the salvation he offers. They have no Bible, radio Bible programs, or missionaries working among them. Now, their lives desperately need the Lord's intervention. Please pray God will raise up laborers to declare His word to the Tainua people. Discover unreached peoples needing your prayers by visiting the website missionvisionnetwork.org.
Welcome to the Meyer Minute. A lover might press a rose into a book. I put postcards and pictures and notes into my books. Looking something up the other day, I came across a note from August 24th. I don't know what year it was, probably the late 60s. The note was a list of the milk this college student had to deliver to the Ford stamping plant in Chicago Heights. On August 24th, I unloaded 106 cases of milk, each one taken off the truck by hand. No hydraulic lifts back then. Life is made up of piecework, of countless little cases we do day in and day out. Those are trusts to you from God. Luke 16:10, Jesus says, "Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much, and whoever is dishonest with very little also will be dishonest with much." Our media-minded society pays attention to the big things, the celebrity lives, the big stories, but God looks at our little piecework. Does He who formed the eye not see? Psalm 94, verse 9. A little irony, I found that list for the Ford plant in a Greek dictionary under the word anthropina. Anthropina means human. How appropriate. Human life under God is all about the little cases you and I have to lift every day. I'm Dale Meyer.
How would you like to meet Issues Etc. regular guests Wesley Smith, Beverly Yonke, Gene Edward Veith, James Lamb, Bob Weiss, David Menton, and Nathan Jastrom all in one day? Well, they'll be speaking at the Image of God Bioethics Conference Friday, November the 11th at the Sheraton Westport Lakeside Chalet in St. Louis. For more information, go to our website, issuesetc.org, and join us as we broadcast live from the Image of God Bioethics Conference November the 11th in St. Louis. Welcome back to Issues Etc. Here in the first hour, we're playing Name That Worldview, listening to some songs from the 60s, 70s. We'll get into the 80s, and yes, perhaps if time permits, even into the 90s, and asking you to name the worldview or worldviews reflected in these songs. Just a little thought experiment here in the first hour of Issues Etc. and some lighthearted fun. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. The worldviews we have for you to pick from are naturalism, matter is all that matters. You see this in the theory of evolution. Nihilism, nothing matters. There's no truth to be known, none of it really matters. Existentialism, all that matters is my subjective experience. In fact, that's really where reality is. Between my ears and deep in my heart. And then there's monism from the East. What really matters is knowing that everything is one. Good, evil, light and darkness, yin and yang, it's all one. So which worldview is it? In Joni Mitchell's Big Yellow Taxi, we've only heard the first stanza. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Take it away, Joni.
Took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. And they charged the people $1.50 just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
All right, what is it? 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Name that worldview, or as the case may be, world views. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Some people took a bite at the apple when we played Blowin' in the Wind by Peter, Paul, and Mary. This one shouldn't be harder. I think this one is easier to name that worldview. If you think about it, then Blowin' in the Wind. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Coming up in about 25 minutes, Dr. Randy O'Bannon will join us from National Right to Life to talk about a study on fetal pain published in today's Journal of the American Medical Association. Actually, it's not so much a study, but we'll find out what it is and what it says about fetal pain and how it bears upon the issue of abortion coming up in about 25 minutes here on Issues Etc. Then later in the second hour of the program, Bob Liko will be our guest. Bob is going to join us to talk about Joel Osteen. You might have seen Joel Osteen recently on Larry King Live. He had a bit of a, well, I won't call it a bit of a faux pas. He had about the biggest faux pas a Christian preacher could possibly have on national television. He later corrected himself, but we'll talk with Bob Liko about the teachings of Joel Osteen coming up in the second hour. Then in the third hour, we'll hear about this survey that if you go to church, if you're a Christian that goes to church more often, you're more likely to support the war in Iraq. We're playing Name That Worldview. Until then, 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Mike calls from his car. Mike, welcome to Issues Etc.
Thank you. The song sounds like it's talking about the ecology situation and don't cut down trees and all that. So I would say naturalism.
Okay, so you make a connection with ecology. Thanks for the for playing, Mike. Now, I never said this was going to be easy. So she's the point of the song so far, and this is pretty straightforward. They paved paradise and put up a parking lot. She's bemoaning the fact that we're kind of destroying the world. The Pretenders had a song like this. In fact, Rush Limbaugh has ended up using the bump of that song for his theme music for going on 18 years now. What was the name of the song? Oh, my goodness. How could I forget? See, now you can't hear the song anymore without picturing Rush Limbaugh. It was about paving something. Yeah, paving the world. So there's an ecological concern being expressed by Joni Mitchell in her song Big Yellow Taxi. What is behind that concern? What worldview is behind that concern? Is it all that matters is matter? You know, this could be more than one thing. It could be naturalism. It could be, look, all we got is matter. And since we're just part of this big evolutionary cycle, we have no right to be cutting down trees. It could be naturalism, just as Mike said. On the other hand, it could also be monism. You see, if we're all one, if I'm not me, but I'm one with the tree and the mountain and the earth and the stars, if everything is really one and my goal in life is just to realize that, I wouldn't want to be cutting down any trees. All right, let's finish off Joni Mitchell and then we'll move on to the 80s and Fleetwood Mac.
Hey, farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. On apples, but leave me the birds and the bees. Please don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam. You don't know what you've got till it's gone. We paved paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. We paved paradise.
All right, that's the last bit of the song there. If you ask me, I think Mike is right. I mean, I was thinking about it. I was listening to the rest of Joni Mitchell. I think he's right. I think that one, the best one that fits, and although a number of them could fit, the worldview that best fits that song is naturalism. We're all, and you see how these are all related to one another. All non-Christian worldviews kind of relate to one another in a certain way. If matter is all that matters, and we're just part of one big evolutionary caravan, we really have no right to be paving over anything. Or cutting down anything. We're all kind of trees, bugs, people, all on an equal playing field. Because man is not made in the image of God because he's not made by God. He is just the product of matter, blind chance, and enough time. We move on to the 80s. Fleetwood Mac had this song. Now, part of the problem with Fleetwood Mac is understanding the words. But if you can understand the words, this one was from the very early 80s. What worldview is it? Is it monism? All is one? Is it existentialism? The only thing that matters is my subjective experience. What I feel, what I experience. I think this is the one that probably most infects Christians today. Rank existentialism. Unbelievable. Is it nihilism? Nothing matters. Or is it naturalism? Fleetwood Mac from the early 80s, Go Your Own Way. What's the worldview? Is it naturalism, monism? Is it nihilism? Is it existentialism? 505-7850-1-800-730-2727. Loving you isn't the right thing to do. How can I ever change things that I feel? If I could, maybe I'd give you my world. How can I when you won't take it from me? You can go your own way. You can call it another lonely day. You can go your own way. Now, I remember this song. I can picture Jeff Schwarz in his big, gigantic headphones and the little spiral cord sitting on his beanbag listening to this one on his stereo. Am I getting it right? Yes. A beanbag. Probably a Naugahyde beanbag. Just loving Fleetwood Mac. Probably had a picture of, what was her name? What was her name again? The blonde. Oh, yeah, there's a lava lamp on top of the stereo. Was that for me? So, what is the worldview? Are these just songs? See, that's kind of the point of this game. Are these just songs? Or are there worldviews embedded in them? Maybe not even intentionally. In fact, I would say more often than not, the songs we hear on the radio, the stuff that we see in art, the media, there's no intent to communicate a worldview. But it's there nonetheless. Can you see it? That's the point of this game. Name that worldview. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Now, there might be, we had one caller a few minutes ago who said that she thought she heard a Christian worldview in Peter, Paul, and Mary's Blowin' in the Wind, that maybe it was a reference to what Jesus said, that the Spirit blows where it wills, and you hear the sound of it, but you don't know where it's coming from or where it's going. Stevie Nicks, that's who I was thinking of. Now, don't call me to give me the name of the lead singer of Fleetwood Mac. Call me to name the worldview. 505-7850-1-800-730-2727. I can have Craig Google Stevie Nicks for me over here anytime I need it. All right. Or perhaps we're leaving a worldview out and our categories aren't complete. 505-7850-1-800-730-2727. And I understand this is the first time we're playing the game. And it takes a little while to kind of get into this. We've been doing this for months now. Because we have to choose music that goes with the programs and the topics. And this is what I do when I drive home on Sunday nights. Very late Sunday nights after our national program. I turn on the radio station that has the hits of the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and aughts. And I just listen, and I ask myself this question. While I'm bobbing my head and shaking my booty, yeah, that's a bad picture, isn't it? That's a terrible picture. Anyway, while I'm enjoying the music, I'm asking myself the question, what is the worldview? What am I listening to? Part of the danger here is if we're not conscious of the worldview that we are partaking of, it can become our own. 505-7850-1-800-730-2727. Do you hear in popular music naturalism? Matter is all that matters. Do you hear nihilism? Nothing matters. Existentialism? What really matters is how I feel. That's what I'm hearing from Fleetwood Mac so far. How can I change the way I feel? Loving you isn't the right thing to do, but that's how I feel. I hear existentialism. What do you hear? 505-7850-1-800-730-2727. Right, tell me why everything turned around. Packing up, shacking up is all you want to do. If I could, I'd give you my world. Open up. Everything's waiting for you. You can go your own way. You can call it another lonely day. You can go your own way. Is this just fantastically cutting poetry? Or does it portray a worldview? 505-7850-1-800-730-2727. Name that worldview. Roland's calling from South City. Hi, Roland.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. Long time no call.
Well, I'm still out here.
Good.
Hey, my mind is everywhere today. First off, I never would have suspected that on a Christian radio program I would hear the phrase, I can have my producer Google Stevie Nicks. you've opened my eyes to a new world.
Actually, I said I could have Craig Google, because Craig's in the room with me, and we share a monitor. At least I can see what he sees on his monitor. So if I want to know it's Stevie Nicks, I can find out it's Stevie Nicks. What I want to know is what worldview it is. All right, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I think the song, in my humble opinion, sort of says it. It says, go your own way.
So what is that worldview? Well, how would you sum that up?
Gosh, I guess, you know, we live in a world where it's not uncommon to see a car with two bumper stickers. One that says, save the baby seals. And on the other side of the bumper, it says, keep abortion safe and legal. You know what? You follow me on that?
I'm following you.
You know, so it's tough to call these because I don't think people understand that when you take on a worldview, that worldview should pretty much be homogeneous to a belief.
Well, you know, that's one of the dangers, Roland. Before I let you go, and I'll come back to that in a second, before I let you go, what do you think of Name That Worldview so far? This is the fledgling effort at Name That Worldview.
Well, you're embarrassing me because you're showing me how much I don't know.
All right, so maybe it's an educational experience.
But it is. It's great. It's fun. You know what? It's different. It's not your usual, you know, sort of, here's a guest, we're going to interview him now. I like it when you get more participation going with the listening audience.
All right. Thank you very much, Roland. I appreciate it. Enough participation for Roland. Go back to South City. Now, he's right. There are two dangers. One is that we hold contradictory worldviews at the same time and don't realize that these two worldviews have nothing to do with one another. In fact, are in many cases mutually exclusive. I think Christians do this a lot. They want to hold a Christian worldview, but when you press them with important questions like, what is real? Who am I? How do I know? Why does it matter? What does it mean? How many Bible studies have you been in where the goal isn't to find out what Scripture means, but what Scripture means to you? Where the Bible study becomes simply a launching pad for you to talk about how you feel or your own experiences. In fact, you might say, isn't that what Bible study is supposed to be? And I say, no. Sitting around talking about how you feel and your experiences and using the Bible as merely a springboard for talking about yourself, that is rank existentialism. That is a worldview that says what really matters, where I really find meaning, is in me, in my experiences and in my feelings. Christians hold this existential worldview often without realizing how dangerous it is to the Christian worldview. Now, that's the one danger, and I think Roland's right to point out that we hold contradictory worldviews. But the other danger is holding them consistently. Do you see the consistency between a worldview that's like, naturalism, where matter is all that matters, and how consistent it is then to conclude, you know what, there is no right or wrong. And many do conclude that. It is equally as dangerous to be consistent with a wrong worldview as it is to hold a worldview that's inconsistent with the Christian worldview. Bruce calls from his car. Bruce, welcome to Issues, Etc.
Yeah, Todd. It kind of made me think of the days of Noah, when every man did what was right in his own eyes.
Yes.
And Tom Baker talks about autonomy, where we become a law unto ourselves.
Yes, autonomy, a law unto ourselves.
Exactly. And so we basically don't have to justify, hey, that's my preference, you know.
Bruce, thank you for the call. It is actually the book of Judges where everyone does is what is right in his own eyes. And when it says that, it's not a compliment. It is a condemnation of what the people are doing. All right, let's move on to the 1990s. This is REM, another group famous for indecipherable lyrics. This one's a little easier, Losing My Religion from 1991. There's the first stanza and what amounts to a chorus in an REM song of Losing My Religion from 1991. We've been through the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and now we're up to the 90s. Name that worldview. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. If I recall, this is the first album that REM put out where you could actually understand what the lead singer was saying. And you didn't have to go to the liner notes and then find out that what he was saying made no sense whatsoever. They made a career for themselves with indecipherable lyrics. Then they started saying something. What's the worldview in this song, Losing My Religion? 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. We've got about 7 minutes before the end of the hour. In the second hour of the program, 4 minutes till the end of the hour, Randy O'Bannon will join us from National Right to Life to talk about the study on fetal pain that appeared in JAMA, Today's Journal of the American Medical Association, followed by Bob Leko. We'll talk about Joel Osteen and his appearance on Larry King Live and what Joel Osteen teaches. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Let's name that worldview. If you were mystified by Blowing in the Wind, if you were confused by Big Yellow Taxi, if you just couldn't stop thinking about Stevie Nicks during Go Your Own Way, well, what about Losing My Religion by REM in 1991? Let's go back to it. right, that's Losing My Religion by R.E.M., Name That Worldview. Now, granted, these aren't the easiest things in the world, but this isn't easy. Whether you're listening to the radio, I don't listen to a lot of music anymore. Whether you're listening to Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity, whether you're listening to classical music, everything has a worldview embedded in it. And the reason we play this game, Name That Worldview, and believe me, we will play it again, I think that was nihilistic, if you ask me. I think that was nihilism. Nothing matters. The song ends, "That was just a dream. That was just a dream." This is a man not just losing his religion, but for whom there is no truth. Ultimately, no truth. All right. Why do we do a game like this? Why will we do it again? Because worldviews matter. How did communism steal people's liberty, property, ultimately the freedom of thought? Because communism was based upon a worldview. And worldviews matter. Why did communism see to it that tens of millions of people were exterminated in pogroms? Because worldviews matter. You might think they're innocuous. You might think, well, what's wrong with going to a Bible study and asking the question what it means to me rather than what it means? Well, what it means to you, to answer kind of one of the worldview questions, doesn't matter. What matters is what it means. Now, we're going to play this game again. And when we do, we'll go right back through those worldviews and a few more songs. But when we come back from this break, Dr. Randy O'Bannon will be our guest. We'll talk about fetal pain. Bob Leko will join us there in the second hour to talk about Joel Osteen. And in the third hour, we'll hear about this survey that shows if you go to church, you're more likely to support the war in Iraq. That's coming up after this.
Listen weekday afternoons to Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is critical for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our address is 85 Founders Lane, St. Louis, Missouri, 63105. You can donate by credit card on our resource line, 1-800-737-0172, 1-800-737-0172. For a free audio copy of this hour of Issues Etc., please visit the audio archive section at KFUO.org. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of AM 850 KFUO. Issues Etc. is a broadcast service of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.